This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the wake-up call.
How do you feel about fighting over text? And the reason we're bringing this up is because of all the couples in the world, and when I say world, I mean world, one of the biggest couples has to fight over text, or as they call it, fexting, with an F. And we're talking about Joe and Jill Biden. In a recent interview, despite the fact that they're both 1,000 years old,
they are not.
They still,
well, he is.
They still have fights with each other over text messages. And the reason why Jill Biden said in an interview is because they don't want to have an actual fight in front of the Secret Service.
That is so funny.
Because remember, the Secret Service is around them all the time. All of the time.
Not like in their bedroom, though, right?
No, but they're standing right outside the bedroom door.
Wow, that's so weird.
Yeah, I know. So they, like, have fights over text messages. It brings up the question, how do you feel about fighting over text messages? 909-1065. That's our new phone number here at our new studio. 909-1065. Let's start with Karen. Good morning, Karen. How are you? How do you feel about fighting over text messages?
I do it all the time.
Okay.
The only way we can communicate.
Now, when you say we, do you mean you and your husband or boyfriend or kids or who are you fighting with?
Me and my fiance.
Okay. Fiance. Like, the one thing I didn't say. Okay.
When he goes in the garage, it's ham. I'm going in. My thumbs are going crazy.
When he goes to the garage.
Yeah, so when you go in the garage to smoke a little bit, I go ham.
First of all, I think it's funny that you guys fight over text in the same house, but I totally get fighting over text, and I actually prefer it for actually a lot of reasons. First and foremost, it gives me more time to think about what I'm going to say rather than, because I can be very reactionary. And so it saves me sometimes from saying something that I wish I hadn't said in the moment. But then the other reason is because, well, there's, okay. And then if I cry, nobody can tell. So I like that. But also, I am somebody with a crazy good memory for conversations that I have had. And I have been accused so many freaking times of, like, when I bring something up in an argument, like, okay, well, you just said that blah, 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 blah. I didn't say that. No, I didn't. And in a text, you can go back, screen capture, and go, yes, you did.
I feel the exact opposite. I hate fighting over text messages. I refuse to do it with people. And I say a lot, like, I'm willing to talk about this, but not over text. Let me know when you want to have this conversation, either on the phone or in person. And the reason why is the same reason, Shay from Placerville, you hate fighting over text messages. And tell everybody what that is.
Honestly, it's because, well, first things first, good morning.
Good morning.
But honestly, it's because you can never tell what anybody, you know, what they feel or what their expressions or emotions are via text. Like, you could sit here and say something trying to be nice, but the other person could be like, oh my God, you're just being a d-.
I totally, totally agree with you. It's very, you could say something sarcastic. You could say something with like a smirk on your face because you don't really mean it. All of that is completely lost in translation.
Okay, if you're fighting though, you probably can assume that the other person is not, like, you're not trying to be nice and the other person's not trying to be nice.
Gavin, it happens all the time.
But you are,
I feel,
somebody
like,
who, not just in fighting texts, you read into texts in a negative way more than anybody I've ever seen in my life.
I guess that's probably true.
I don't know. Like, if I am talking to someone via text, I mean what I say and I say what I mean, kind of a thing where, and I assume the other person's doing it too. I guess I don't put my own emotions into the words. I just, like, trust the words that somebody's saying to me.
But another reason, Janae, why people shouldn't fight over text that you feel, and I agree with you, Janae from Sacramento, is what? Why don't you like fighting over text?
Well, I'm not going to take 3 hours to fight with you over text, something that can be like a 20-minute conversation.
Okay, that is the best point anybody could make against fight texting.
It takes so long.
It does take so long.
Especially when you have like a good point, like, you know, you're on fire, you have a good point, and they don't reply, so you're like, yeah, I got them. And then 15 minutes later, they come back, you're like, God dang it.
Exactly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.